When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jones and Keefe at 10 from joint practice at Gillette, which is also what Wiggy calls his pre-show meeting.
Sit. It's from the earth.
Oh, I don't get... Thank you, Chime. Appreciate that. We are going to play Hill Notes back coming up at about 9:20. You can leave one of those on the Odyssey app. When the spirit moves, a voice note on any topic, and we'll play the best ones back later on this morning. You'll see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner on the Odyssey app. I got a text during the break from Maine, which read, "Can confirm listening on the Odyssey app." So that's good news.
Can confirm.
Can confirm. Christina Rex, if you're listening, can confirm listening on the Odyssey app. And hello and thank you to those watching the show on either YouTube or Twitch, and this show on Twitch presented every single day by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Pay no taxes. Get a beautiful timepiece. Reward yourself for success, or get a gift or get a diamond, and they'll teach you how to buy it at Springer's. Back to the rest of today's news with Courtney right now.
Well, there's a bad new virus outbreak fear in China. And it's gotten so bad that there are COVID-like quarantines in part of the country.
They're quarantining people again?
Yeah.
Not this whole thing all over again. What's the virus?
So it's called the Chikungunya virus.
Right.
No deaths have been reported, but travelers that are in the area are advised to wear insect repellent, cover up with long clothing, and stay in air-conditioned or screened accommodations to avoid mosquito bites. So it's through mosquito bites.
Okay.
Those experiencing fevers, joint pain, or rashes are being asked to visit the nearest hospital so they can be tested for the virus. If they test positive, they are required to stay in quarantine for a week or until they test negative.
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. But I'm confused about the quarantine. I mean, it's just for the mosquitoes because they say that this type of this virus does not transmit through bodily fluids or saliva. Mm-hmm. It's just through a bite
through
of
the mosquitoes?
An infected mosquito. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Governor Healey has canceled all football games this fall. Right.
I didn't realize this was still happening in the U.S. I went to the other day, Curtis, randomly, the only place in America where pandemic restrictions are still in place.
Where? Ken's house?
No, it was the Whole Foods in Newton.
Oh.
They have great
pizza.
It's
a good Whole Foods there.
They have such good pizza.
Yeah.
Literally people wiping down their carriages and full like the full facial gear and the social distancing was through the roof over there.
My favorite rule during the pandemic was as long as you were eating, you could have your mask off on a flight. Yeah. So you just buy the biggest bag of pretzels possible and just sit there and eat.
Yeah. All right. Well, some concern there. We'll keep an eye on that, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And a warrant has been issued for a Massachusetts woman who's been charged with unleashing a swarm of bees on deputies in Hampden County.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did she happen to have a swarm of
boxes
bees?
Boxes of them.
Really?
She had them ready to go.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Her name's Rory Woods.
Okay.
She failed to appear in court yesterday for her trial after she was accused of releasing the boxes of bees as deputies tried to carry out an eviction. Rory is also representing herself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's impressive, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you, there are people that have like attack dogs.
Oh, people have flamethrowers. But you unleash a swarm of bees.
That's next level.
That is very difficult. Who's not afraid of bees?
She must be like a superhero, like where she can like Ant-Man, where she can get the bees to do what she
imagine
wants.
Imagine if a deputy is allergic, though. That's like manslaughter.
That'd be a real problem.
Yeah. EpiPen.
The worst scene in a movie ever when it comes to bees.
What? My girl.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Sad movie.
Very sad.
Very sad.
Have you not seen Candyman?
It's really sad when she dies at the end. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay. You better not ruin Titanic.
We have an irrational...
Can confirm.
We have an irrational fear here in Mass. Erica Khan is facing a five-figure medical bill after a bat flew into her mouth.
What?
During a stargazing trip. Now, it happened out in Arizona, but she's from Massachusetts, so she's home, and now she's facing the bills that come along with it.
Did she not have health insurance?
No. So unfortunately, she had lost her job right before this happened. She had started. She picked up some type of Medicare, but there's a 30-day grace period before it kicks in. And unfortunately,
I can't think of anything worse, irrational fear-wise, than a bat flying into your mouth.
Yeah.
So was she gazing up at the stars, mouth agape?
Yep.
Wow.
And her dad is a doctor. So even though the bat didn't necessarily bite her, he was like, you need to get rabies shots immediately. Right. You know, you need to go to the hospital. Here's Erica on WCVB.
I was traveling, so I went to four different hospitals over the course of my four rabies shots. So now I have my close to $21,000 bill.
Wow. No, thank
you. That's terrible.
Her and Ozzy. Yeah. She could have been like, Ozzy, I bit its head off.
The annual Realtor.com hottest zip codes in the U.S. has been released, and the number one most desired zip code in America.
Leominster.
It is in Massachusetts, but it is not Leominster. Any
this
other
place
guesses?
To live?
Yep.
Charlestown.
Nope. Somewhere on the water. Gloucester.
Nope.
Newton?
Nope.
Where is it?
Beverly.
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 Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yes. As of June, the median list price in Beverly for homes climbed to $719,000. It's $280,000 higher than the national median for the month.
Wow.
But I mean...
Okay.
Wouldn't you rather live in Swampscott or Marblehead than Beverly?
Well,
what's your issue with
No, I'm
Beverly,
just saying. I feel like those places are on the water more than Beverly is.
Yeah, but they're saying like the feel of the town, like what they have to offer. Yeah. They said is
we
really
looked
great.
In Beverly.
You
our,
did?
Yeah, our Pudge's old pal Izzy, the dog that was here, that family lives in Beverly now, and it's awesome. It's just I don't know, too far for me, but lovely town.
Yeah.
How far would that be for you?
40 minutes.
Okay.
That's no
sick brag, bro.
That's no traffic too, Curtis, right?
Yeah.
40 minutes?
Yeah, 40 minutes.
No remember, traffic. There's only one way in, one way out of Beverly, like all those places over there.
And Curtis was kind of on the nose, though, because he said he brought up Leominster. That's the number three on the list.
In the U.S.?
Yeah, so it's Beverly, Mass., then Marlton, New Jersey, number three, Leominster.
Oh, all right. Wow. Well, congratulations, Leominster.
Yes.
All right.
Speaking of house hunting, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are looking for a humble abode. The duo was reportedly spotted looking at houses in northeast Ohio. It's called the East Side Suburbs. It's nearby to Cleveland Heights, where Travis grew up.
All right, so they're moving in together.
Oh, I think they already live together.
Imagine that. Taylor Swift is living in northeast Ohio.
I saw that and I was like,
somebody owes somebody a little money.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my $200.
Well, I understand that, but I think you owe her $300.
I do.
Yeah.
As soon as I get my $200.
Okay, so I'll Venmo you right now.
I don't have Venmo.
But then you have to pay me
$500.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to Venmo him the
$200. Well, he doesn't have Venmo.
Okay. Cash App.
Cash App him the $200, yep. And then you're going to Cash App $500 back.
Yep. That's so
annoying.
Why
are you insisting on getting the $200?
Because I could use that $200 to flip it, and then boom, who the hell knows? Now I don't have to come out of pocket my own money, because that $200 could have made me money. But the interest on the $200 that she owes
for like a minute.
Right.
No, but if she would originally paid me when the bet was up.
Oh, do you want her to pay you with interest?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. So she owed you the $200 first.
Well, $200, yeah, because remember, Aaron Rodgers came back.
Well, wouldn't the interest on your $500 just cancel out the interest she's accrued on the $200?
She gets no interest because she didn't pay me on time.
Well,
but you didn't pay her on time either, though.
Right, but remember, she started it.
Well,
it's the way I don't think that's legally how that works.
That's how the bookies work, Sean.
All right, McDonald's has finally revealed what Grimace is. You know their mascot, Grimace?
Yeah, Grimace.
Yeah. So after decades of customers speculating what the character is supposed to be, a lot of people thought that he or she was a milkshake, like was supposed to be some type of milkshake.
Okay.
Not the case. He is a taste bud.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Grimace is a taste bud.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah. Why tell us this?
So now
why
you
not
know?
Just leave it a mystery? It was better before it was a taste bud.
I agree with you, kind of. I mean, who's the emergency top five best McDonald's advertising characters? I go
number five.
I go Hamburglar.
Yeah, it was
a great choice.
Number one.
The worst.
Mayor McCheese probably number two because he's in a position of power. But
the worst is Ronald McDonald.
Really?
He is so scary.
David Ortiz.
You don't like Ronald McDonald?
He's like a clown.
Yeah, but he is the McDonald's.
I know. Clown. It's very scary.
Oh, my.
All right. Big shoes. Nightmare big feet. Fuel. You seem to enjoy that when you
say
it.
What they say about big feet.
Bold take here.
Ronald McDonald's like Travion Henderson.
Chicken you ever
nuggets?
Check out Ronald McDonald's package
no.
in his pants like you
I
do with
also,
Travis Kelce?
I don't
Kelce
go around just checking out packages. If it comes up on the show, I give my opinion.
Okay. I thought it was your group chat with your
no,
girls.
No, that was one time. It was Travis Kelce.
Jason.
Courtney's like, wow, did you see Ronald McDonald?
Did you see the guy jumping over the hurdles?
Can confirm. Mm-hmm. Ronald McDonald is hung.
Yeah. Authorities are issuing a warning about the latest social media trend. This is called the Hot Water Challenge.
Is it a TikTok thing?
It is.
Oh.
The warning comes after a child in Pennsylvania was severely burned by his older brother who was trying to recreate the prank, and he nailed it. He microwaved a cup of water until it was boiling. He's 12 years old, and then he went over to his sleeping 9-year-old brother and poured it on him.
You gotta be a moron.
And that's what the challenge is. Boiling water on an unsuspected... God.
That is just...
Like, I think like a great step is being made in this state where kids can't have their phones in school. But if you're a parent, like, I'm not sure I would give a kid a phone until they're, like, 14 or 15 at this point.
You guys are going to hate that I'm bringing up her, but Kylie Kelce just did this whole spiel on what she's doing with their kids, where they're only going to have, there's going to be, like, two family cell phones that are going to be available for the kids if they are going somewhere, sleeping at a friend's house overnight and need a cell phone to get in touch with them, or going somewhere where there isn't going to be parents and they need to reach them. But those cell phones are either with them outside the house for that one event, or they're staying in the kitchen.
Yeah,
they do not leave the kitchen.
It's terrifying what they can, and the fact that TikTok, like, there's no control over the stuff being on there, like a hot water challenge. Yeah.
There's no more fear in the household. That's the problem with our society. Kids do not fear their parents no more. When I was growing up, like, I think we did dumb stuff. But I feared the repercussions
yeah.
for doing something that pouring, like, how old you say he was, 12 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pouring hot water on my cousin, who's 12 years old, the repercussions of that, my grandmother had a giant wooden stick she kept in the windowsill. Like, the fear of these kids and their parents is no more. So you're not worried about the repercussions.
Yeah.
Because, Greg, I don't remember, like, granted, we didn't have social media, but were we like, all right, let's take boiling hot water and pour it on our friend?
No, I mean, there were dumb stuff that you did, like, you know, try to jump your bike, you know, up right. over a like a board on cinder blocks or something. But I don't.
Well, but Wiggy's so right, too, about, like, the home training that you discuss. Like, even now, at three-year-olds at the park, you can tell the kids that are just enabled at home, that never get told they're wrong, that never have any, like, it's
there's no repercussions.
So
you could see the ones, and their fear is, and listen, it's however you want to raise your kid, you raise them the way you want to raise them. I'm not going to say one way works or the other, but I know what? When I used to know that there was a chance that I was going to get my ass whipped when I got home, and I grew up in a single parent household from my mother, because the belt was what I was going to get, I would think twice about doing things. Now, I listen, there are the punishment of kids getting a spanking is out the window because you can't do that. And now there's no fear. These kids do whatever. And they're
It's like I was an only child. I was definitely spoiled being brought up, but I wasn't a brat because I was scared of my parents.
Right.
And they scared me.
And you probably were scared of, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, mommy or daddy's going to get the belt. I don't know if that was it, but that's how it was in my household.
All right, we have another episode of Would Wiggy Eat It?
Would you eat it?
They look like little dumplings.
Yes, they are.
Chicken palm all day long, baby.
Would you eat it?
I love boneless spare ribs.
Corn tortilla.
Would you eat it?
I think 6-inch wieners are the best.
With Wiggy.
So a small batch ice cream company, Odd Fellows, they're based in New York, and they've teamed up with the company Frida. They released a limited number of pints of breast milk flavored ice cream. Now, it's not made with real human breast milk. It's described as sweet, a little salty, smooth with hints of honey and sprinkles of colostrum, which is really good for you.
Where did this end up on Tier Tuesday yesterday?
I think this was four scoops.
Trash can.
But breast milk, so it tastes like breast milk, but you don't remember the taste of breast milk when you were a child.
We're not talking about when you were a child. We're talking about when you were an adult.
No, I don't think I'm.
I would try it.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be like a sweet, salty ice cream. That sounds good. To test milk-produced cows.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not in on that.
Oh, I would do it.
You would?
Would you?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Guys, it's not actual breast milk. It's just supposed to taste like it.
Why? But why would you want something that tastes?
Because
like
I've heard. I mean, I think that
some people do like Homelander loves breast milk from the boys. No, but there are actually,
giving up breast milk is the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Who did you say?
Homelander from the TV show The Boys. Oh. He loves the breast milk. But there are some people who actually.
Wiggy watches a complete different sphere of television.
Oh, it's like one of the best shows on TV, Greg.
He needs some milk.
It's called The Boys.
The Boys.
Yeah, it's like
on Amazon Prime. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like one.
It was the opposite of what was on Nessun last night.
Yeah. No, there's actually some girls in there, but I think there are guys out there that actually do like the taste of breast milk, and they get it. You know, obviously when their wives are pregnant, they give birth, and there are some guys that like it.
No,
I mean I wouldn't give it a gander. Thank you. Maybe it puts some cookie dough in there. Who the hell knows? Cookie dough breast milk.
Right. All right, I want two giant scoops of the breast milk ice cream, please. Okay, what else?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
all right.
It.
That's great a
good
job.
One.
Yeah.
Good job, Courtney.
Good job on the news today. Coming up, we will get the Curtis Camp Query of the Day with joint practice set to get underway soon. Jones and Keith out there today again from Gillette. And they can tell you all about the catastrophe that is the New England Patriots. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox take another against the Royals. 6-2 was the final from Fenway. Garrett Crochet went 7 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 8. Crochet improved to 13-4 on the year. He extended his personal winning streak to 9 consecutive. Here's Alex Cora on how great Crochet was from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Outstanding. From the get-go, Vila was up. Come in was good. They put the one in play, man. They're tough as far as, like, going after them, but he gave us more than enough, and you know, the bullpen finished the job.
I am seeing some reporting that Monday night was the highest paid attendance at Fenway Park in the last 6 years?
Since 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, Bradfo has a little nice article about that.
Okay.
How Breslow is definitely making a point to emphasize that.
Okay, all right. Let's go.
Yeah. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. Last one with the Royals tonight, 7:10 first pitch from Fenway with Dustin May taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics have traded Georges Niang and 2 second-round picks to the Jazz, acquiring undrafted wing R.J. Louis in return. They then signed Chris Boucher to a 1-year contract.
I don't know if this is accurate or not. We were talking about whether that was a salary dump or not. And Texter, who is in tune with the aprons, was telling me that that ends up turning into over $38 million when it comes to luxury tax or implications there. So they did save a lot when it comes to that, I guess.
All right, let's save money.
And after a walkthrough practice yesterday, the Patriots have a practice with the Washington Commanders today. We'll hear from Mike Vrabel at 10, and then practice is set for 10:15. And there's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with 1.9% financing for up to 63 months on select models, or lease for just $269 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Curtis's camp query of the day. Coming up next.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Testing season is right around the corner. And this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Drake May on the comparison with Josh Allen and joint practice day today. Jones and Keefe are down there, and we will get to the Curtis Camp query of the day momentarily. Text, which simply reads during the break, please inform the moron that Beverly is on the water. We tried.
I know Beverly is on the water. I used to live near Beverly, but I feel like Swampscott and Marblehead are maybe close, considered more of
on the water,
like oceanfront.
You're either on the water or you're not on the water. No.
I feel like Beverly is like Salem and like a step up from
also
Lynn.
On the water.
Yeah, Salem's on the water, yeah. too. So isn't Lynn. Yeah. Lynn's on the water, but when I think of like a water town, like a place that's like, I don't know, I feel like maybe Marblehead before Beverly. What the hell is going on
in
that thing?
What is your issue with Beverly?
It's the hot zip code. I don't get it.
It's the number one destination to live in the United States of America.
I'm guessing maybe I agree with you. I was surprised that was the number one. Like, shocked, really.
What would you pick over that?
I would pick Newton.
I mean,
Newton's not on the water.
I know.
No.
If it needs to be on the water, then I would pick like a Marblehead.
On the Cape?
Or I would pick...
What's the place, Hanover? What's the one down by the Cape? Like
Bourne?
Is that Hingham?
Hingham.
Oh, Hingham.
Duluxbury.
Yeah, that's South Shore.
I mean,
Hingham is not by the Cape, just for reference.
No, but I mean, it's going in that
neither
direction.
Neither is Hanover.
Well, you think anything south of Mass Ave is by the
someone
Cape.
Someone who grew up in Rockland, neither of those towns are by the Cape.
I feel like Route 3 is considered the Cape, so anything in that direction.
But I think Beverly, it maybe seems, I mean, if the median house price is $700,000+, it's probably maybe cheaper than
Beverly's
the other.
Beverly's like two steps up from Revere. I mean, I don't get all of a sudden why it's the hut. But I don't understand why it's the hut zip code.
Beverly Farms is one of the nicer subdivisions in the United States of America. And clearly, the country has spoken, and they have chosen. This discussion comes from the news this morning. They have chosen Beverly as the most desirable zip code in the entire United States of America. And yet you have a problem.
I'd rather live in Lowell. At least I can get to a million different places from Lowell.
Well, why don't you live
there's
there,
a lot
then?
To like.
The highway's right there.
Now you're being your cap. You're being fraudulent.
Like Beverly, have you ever tried to go to Beverly?
You're sitting with you.
There's a lot to like about Lowell.
I mean, I don't know.
Beverly's actually
beautiful.
Very nice. I was there a few weeks ago, and it's a pain to get to.
It's an absolute pain.
That whole area. I think Curtis brought this up to me when we were doing the road show in Gloucester. It's beautiful up there, and you don't go there enough, really. No. Or at least I don't go there enough.
Gloucester.
Yeah, Gloucester.
I would rather live in Gloucester than Beverly. Now that I feel like is more on the water.
They're all on the water.
Right, but there's on the water and then literally... On the water.
Can somebody send Christina Rex to Beverly to confirm if it's on the water?
I know it's on the water, but there's a difference, Curtis.
Can confirm.
I agree with you.
Like, agree? Like there's on the water and then there's underwater.
That's like saying New Hampshire has as good of a seacoast as Massachusetts. It's like a mile in New Hampshire, whereas Massachusetts has like hundreds of miles of coastline.
Yeah, I think Beverly waterside is very, very nice. Like where Endicott is, the houses right around Endicott is
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the Car College?
I
know. That's
right
a nice little area. Yeah,
yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
But Salem's on the water, too. I'm confused with this hut zip code thing.
978 text. I'm in Beverly right now. Thank you for listening to the show in Beverly. Wiggy's right. It's a pain in the ass getting in and out of. Like, who cares? That's not what they're analyzing, is whether it's a pain in the ass.
And where's
getting...
the Beverly Beach? I mean, well, yeah, like, you're on the water, but what's the beach
yeah,
I'm
but
going
like
on in Beverly?
Manchester by the sea is up
but
there.
But that's not in Beverly.
But it's right next door.
But it's but there's that, that's what I'm saying. Marblehead, I can go to a beach in Marblehead. I can go to a beach in Swampscott.
West Beach. I'm looking right now. West Beach. Mm-hmm. That's in Beverly.
This is Tom from Brighton. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's up?
Beverly was a vacation place for the Yankees that lived in Boston.
Yeah.
And they named Beverly Hills, California, after Beverly Farms, Massachusetts.
They did?
Google how did Beverly Hills get their name?
Google it. See, Wiggy?
All right.
See, there you go.
So Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Without Beverly, there would be no Beverly Hills.
All right.
Now, Google
it. That seems like a nice place to
Google
live.
Google it. All right. Anyway, time for the Curtis Camp Query of the Day.
All right. I have four Patriot prop bets.
Okay.
And I want you guys to pick one and pick a side.
So pick what is most likely?
What you think is the best bet.
Okay.
So, interestingly, Drake May's over-under touchdowns is now under 20 at 19.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I'm going over on that.
Over.
400. Well, okay, we can do. Yeah. So,
Curtis, are you asking each one of these way
no,
in?
I was or? Just going to see if you guys could pick one of these that you think is the best bet okay. and then give me which side okay. you want to be on.
All right.
The rushing yards for Drake May, 475.5. 8.5, the easy one, the win total that we've all gotten involved in. And miss the playoffs at minus 150 or make the playoffs at plus 125.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So do you? Which one, if you had to put your money on one of those, Drake May over, mm-hmm. under, touchdown, which side? Running yards, rushing yards, 475. 8.5 win total and playoffs or no playoffs?
I personally go over TDs.
Yeah.
Yep.
All day long.
What do you have last year? 13, is that what we're talking
15.
About?
15 and 13 games.
Yeah. All day long.
I don't get it. I honestly
if he
don't.
Goes under that number and he didn't get hurt, that should absolutely be a massive failure. 100%. Like, that's not – that number is – they have to be accounting for the fact that he may get hurt or something.
That has to be it, right?
It has to be. That number makes no sense to me.
Because he missed a couple of games with a concussion last year, right? So they must be thinking, all right, he's going to run a little bit, so there's probably going to be, you know, two or three games that he's not playing. And 19, I'm on that all day long.
What would you wager on next? Over on rushing yards?
I would take the games. 8.5. I would take 9. I would take the over.
I've been solid on 9. Even that's lofty for me. I do think they'll get there.
I mean, if you do the math of 475 divided by 17 games, then that means he just has to average 28 rushing yards a game. Yeah,
but again, you're accounting, like, I think they're clearly accounting for, like, is he going to get hurt?
So last year, rushing yards, he had 421.
In 13 games.
Yeah.
And he didn't even play all of the 13, like the full 13 games.
I don't get, I really, it's so weird too, Greg, because I'm listening to Cowherd. He did the segment yesterday about, you know, best bet to double their win total. And he has the Patriots. He says the Patriots were the best bet to double their win total in 5 years.
For as long as he's in his prime, the Patriots are the safest double your win total bet in the league in 5 years.
Like, you turn on the radio here and you think they're going 0-17.
I know.
Like, so there must be a belief that the offensive line will be unable to protect Drake May, causing him to get injured and miss some games. Because if he hits that number, mm-hmm. if he throws 19 touchdown passes and has 3,300 yards in 17 games, then he ain't the guy.
I would take the touchdowns and the rushing first. Before I took the wins and what'd you say the other
miss
one?
Or make playoffs.
Miss or make playoffs.
What's the over under on yards that the package has?
Oh.
I don't know if there's a line for that, but
Greg, you know what that is? It's a schlong shot.
Can we? If this show accomplishes anything, can we get that trending, please?
Travion the Package Henderson.
Yes. Right. I mean, great nickname.
Oh my God!
Makes a lot of sense in many ways.
He delivers,
and I want it trending.
It needs to be trending. That needs to make it to the front page.
Right.
We're positive they were talking about him.
Yeah,
that's what they said. Yeah,
well,
he's
they
been
didn't
awesome.
Say his name. Oh.
Yeah. Did the ball break the plane of the end zone?
It wasn't the ball broke the plane.
After further review, the runner was not down by contact.
That's a first down by 5 inches. Virtually measured.
Mm.
Okay. Curtis, great one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
This is Dave from Beverly. Hello, Dave.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
Just Wiggy, a step up from Lynn. I mean, do you know what the car, do you know what the car insurance rate in Lynn is? My God, you could go right down the line. Quincy Beach, Dane Street, Lynch Park. Then you got all of what Endicott College owns. My God. Beautiful.
Quincy
and then you go to
Beach.
West Beach, like Greg said. Beverly
Beach.
Farms.
Yeah. It's beautiful up there.
No, Quincy's not that popular, Wiggy. I get it. But Lynch Park, maybe.
I get the Endicott area because I've been around there. I get that place is nice. But it's on...
That whole Hale Street, that whole ride is gorgeous.
That's on the water, but there's like no beachfront area there. So when I said on the water, that's like in Swampscott, I'm thinking like, or Marblehead, there's like beachfront area. And it is it's like what? All right, maybe 2-3 steps up from Lynn?
Wow. Okay, in Lowell too, right? Wow, I'm shocked. I lived there all my life. Well, yeah, I lived there all my life. I can't. And by the way, I do happen to work at the best sandwich shop in this is also, if I can throw a plug at Super Sub Casual Catering.
Wait a minute, your phone cut out. What's it called?
It's called Super Sub Casual Catering. It's on Cabot Street. Been there for 55 years.
Okay.
My God, the cheesesteaks. I wish I could get them to you guys. I just don't know how to get them to you in the best way.
Oh, I've eaten here before. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
hold
on. Christina Rex can confirm.
No, I have, because one of Sato's best friends
can
in that
confirm.
Area.
Can confirm.
And he is a big, he's a big Super Sub Shop guy.
All right, Super Sub Shop.
Oh, I wish you guys, make sure you come in and you have to ask for Dave next time.
Okay, I will.
Super Sub Shop. I did hear about
delicious.
The roast beefs up in Beverly, that there's supposed to be some really good North Shore beefs.
Yeah, you can get one from here.
Oh, yeah. You get one from there? Okay.
We are, but we are different from that. We don't do pizzas, and we don't do the egg rolls. We don't do stuff like that, and we don't have the traditional Nick's roast beef like you're thinking of.
Oh, you don't have the James River roast beef. Oh, okay.
We do have it. We do have James River, but we have a cold roast beef. We cook them bottom rounds, and they're... They're great for like a mayo, lettuce, tomato type.
Okay.
On a cold sandwich.
Mm. They've got a chicken cutlet.
All right.
But
thank
I
you.
Steer them away from. Yep. You're welcome, guys. Bye bye.
By the way, for Curtis and Courtney, I went to the secret sub shop at Pastoral over the weekend.
I haven't heard about
that. Or maybe it was on Monday. Lindsay and I went. You never heard about that? Yeah. They have a secret sub. It's an underground secret sub shop.
Really?
On certain days at Pastoral, and we got we split in Italian. I only had half of the split part, Curtis.
Right. No bun.
It was fantastic.
You get hots?
Highly. They put hots on it. I don't like hots.
Oh, okay.
But they were automatically on there, so I ate it.
Hots are so good, man.
Huh? No, they're not.
Yeah, just say no hots.
I want extra.
I know how to say no hots. I just didn't think to say it because I didn't know it automatically. I don't think it should automatically come with hots.
Usually it doesn't, which you're right about.
Correct.
Usually it doesn't. You have to say.
My only issue with it.
They usually say, do you want hots or not?
I have a jar of hots in my fridge.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, it's good.
I love that because we're often going to the barbecue place there after the Children's Museum, and it's fine.
Yeah. No, go there. Like, it's to the left. Like, when you go into Pastoral, the regular place, on the left, they have the secret sub shop.
Love it.
Ooh, I want the spicy chicken.
With a secret sub sauce they also have.
Ooh.
Also.
Why don't we do that? I know we're going to do the
what,
roast
best
beef.
Sub?
Yes. Best sub.
Like, you mean
that.
Like at a
best
location?
Bus
the best
sub. Yes.
Oh, you want to do a sub bus?
Yes. Ooh. Because, listen, I love North Shore beefs, but I lean sub first, right?
Mm.
And so all I hear are people talk. Listen, I put my money on East Boston when it comes to the best subs.
My sub has bacon.
In all of New England, whether it's Meridian Market, Camellas, Milano's.
I guess we could do that. I feel like unlike the bar pizza bus, which we did, when was that, during the pandemic? Or
before me.
Before you. You can't eat. You just have to eat a small like piece a small of piece. Every sub or whatever.
But think about all the sub shop. You're talking about this one sub shop.
Pastoral.
And then we just had this guy. I love when Al's brings in his steak and cheese.
Also, I hate to do this. You've upset Nancy Frades. She has invited you to Beverly, the home of Pete Frades. All right. So
okay. Oh.
Yep.
Well, as long as you got a sub for me.
Oh, yep. She just texted me.
As long as you got a sub or some roast beef.
No, you need to go visit her. She's not giving you a sub, Nancy.
No, I mean,
Frades.
We can go visit and take me to
maybe
one.
Maybe make you like a summer pasta salad or something like
I'll
that.
I'll go
I
up
had
there.
The gabagool.
Yeah, I'll go up there. We take me to one of the North Shore beef spots in Beverly that I hear are pretty good.
Okay. So,
I got a gallon of milk and a pre-made submarine sandwich.
Greg, I have a question. I need your honest answer. One sub done right, you can only have one, and you'd eat it forever. What's your go-to? Well, hot or cold, doesn't matter. You can just have one sub.
Just got a text from Travion Henderson. He's recommending the footlong at Subway.
This is more like the six-foot-long one.
That's good.
Haven't tried that. Mm-hmm. All right, we will be right back. When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Still to come this morning, Hill Notes at 9:20 or 9:30, and that means there is plenty of time to leave one on the Odyssey app. And so leave a Hill Note, voice note on any topic, whether it's something we have discussed or something we have yet to discuss, and we'll play the best ones back coming up. Talked a lot about the streaking Boston Red Sox this morning. We've talked a lot about joint practice today at Gillette. Jones and Keefe will be there. And on the air at 10, telling you everything that is going on down there today, Randy from Providence. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Greg. How's it going this morning?
What's up?
So you guys were talking about what a successful season for Drake May might look like.
Yes.
And I wanted to point out just a couple numbers that I think are really important signifiers on whether he's doing well or not. And first of all, I think the 20-plus touchdowns is the best bet, based upon the fact that Mac Jones had 22 working with Josh McDaniels. But interception rate, last year Drake May had a 3.0 interception rate. And if you, like, turn over where he plays, I believe he was 32nd in the league. 3.0, there were only six quarterbacks worse than that. So Anthony Richardson, Jameis Winston, Will Levis, Kirk Cousins, Gardner Minshew, and Mac Jones. Obviously, you want to get that down right around 2.0 is the ideal. You know, obviously, zero is ideal, but 2.0 is within range of the league average. Secondarily, sack percentage, which is a lot to the offensive line, but quarterbacks can kind of be responsible for sacks too. He was fifth worst in the league with 9.14. And the real important one that jumps out to me, fourth quarter comebacks and game-winning drives, they're kind of tied together, right? Drake May had zero of both. Now, the New England Patriots were not a great team last year, but the only other qualifying quarterback with zero fourth quarter comebacks and zero game-winning drives was Deshaun Watson. Will Levis had one of each. Anthony Richardson had two fourth quarter comebacks, three game-winning drives. Jameis Winston had two and two, and so forth. So I think those are all, like, important signifiers. You know, if you compare his rookie season to Josh Allen, who a lot of people, you know, make that comp, Josh Allen had a higher interception rate, a little bit of a lower sack rate, but he had the two fourth quarter comebacks and game-winning drives. And it's natural to compare it to Tom Brady also. Brady right, had a 2.9.
Now, Curtis, you lost Curtis.
Too many numbers for Curtis.
It's a lot.
I kind of need to know, who do you think makes it through receiver-wise? Like, what? How do you think, obviously minus Diggs, but what do you think ends up being in that
receiver?
Do
they keep six? That's the question. So what are we going based off, five or six? What number are they keep?
Six.
Okay, six.
I think it's pretty easy.
Okay, let's see. So Kyle Williams, I'll give you because they drafted him.
Diggs, okay. Douglas, Kyle Williams, Mac Hollins, all I would say are 100% locks.
Diggs, Douglas, Mac Hollins. He said other than Diggs,
but it's
though.
Been Diggs, Douglas, Booty that have been in that first group with him.
Booty would be my number five. And then number six, as it stands right now, would probably be Javon Baker, of all people.
Bye-bye, Bourne.
Yeah. I think Bourne's injury didn't help him.
Right, that doesn't help him.
He's just not getting the reps.
With the top receivers yesterday.
I think Efton Chisholm is going to probably end up on the practice squad.
Okay.
And then Polk might just straight up get cut.
They got to keep the guy with the best hands in the NFL. I mean, you're an idiot if you don't do that.
Yeah, they were so good. He dropped up.
That's why.
So Booty and touchdown pass.
Because Baker's now running.
How you have Baker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 37th overall pick for Jalen Polk, too. Like, these, I don't. How does it continue to be an issue? Like, Courtney had the good point earlier where you can't really blame Breslow for the Red Sox if they're doing the exact same thing they did with Heim Bloom. Like, the Patriots have had many different people coming in and out of their front office, yet they can't figure out wide receivers at all.
Well, Diggs better be good.
He better be good.
And because, they traded out of the Ladd McConkey pick.
Think about this, Greg. Without Diggs, because we excluded him, over to the side. Hollins, Williams, Pop Douglas,
yikes.
Booty, and Baker.
That's so bad.
That's your wide receiver core. Woo, Diggs better be good. Because Hollins is like, All right, he's a journeyman. Like, what
he's
do you?
He's also a weirdo.
He's a special
teamer. You
see
that thing where he cuts his shirt off?
Yeah, I don't.
It dries quicker.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So it dries quicker.
Yeah.
I give you the shirt, but yeah. Walking
and he's also able to a big dry fan off of his aliens. Hands.
He believes that once November arrives, no games will be played because the alien mothership is arriving.
I give
he
you
was the, telling people about a secret sub shop in the seaport.
I give you the shirt and the aliens, but walking around barefoot in the games, like
yeah, you're a big barefoot person.
No, I mean, but like you're walking into the stadium, barefoot.
Yeah, he wants to feel the ground under him,
like. Stop
energy
it.
Thing.
It's a look at me thing.
Absolutely.
Stop.
You think it is?
Who walks around barefoot?
People that want people to ask why they're barefoot.
Yes. Unless you're at a
you,
beach.
You walk around your house nude at all times
that's
of the day.
That's my house.
I know. I know, but that's weird also.
But inside.
Like noon. You're strutting around nude.
But there are a lot of people who do that.
There are not.
Yes, there are.
Really are.
I don't think there are.
I want to bet you there are a lot of people who walk around their house nude.
Okay, well, we've got five people right here, and I think, is Wiggy the only one that walks around his house in the middle of the day nude?
Yes.
Yeah. Shime would be the only one that I would suspect to otherwise.
Where versus...
Lindsay's always asking me to, but I'm like, no.
Versus...
That's when she doesn't want to eat lunch.
We talk about it all the time. There is no other person that walks around barefoot.
I think that there are a lot of people that do that.
No, I'm not talking on the beach.
Like outside, yeah.
No.
To work?
There were these twins when I was with the Lacrosse Network who they both walked around barefoot.
If I asked
you worked with the Winklevi?
No.
If I asked you the simple question, are there more people in this world that walk around their home nude, or are there more people in this world that walk around out in public barefoot, which one would you choose?
Nude.
Right. So that's my point.
Oh. Christina Rex tweet, can confirm Courtney Cox worked for the Lacrosse Network.
Yeah, can confirm.
Just called to confirm it. Yep. You spoke with her.
I did.
Can confirm.
Yep. Lats.
Yeah,
Lats
it's kind of it's kind of weird.
It's a look at me.
Yeah.
There's all the obviously, you know, you don't want to step on glass or anything, but just walking around barefoot like dog.
Or a Lego. You don't want to step on a Lego.
And Greg, I'm trying to be positive with the Patriots, but it isn't a great sign that you got two receivers from teams that were playoff teams last year in the Texans and the Bills. Like that they were both sort of not necessary to return to those organizations.
Well, Diggs I can get because he's coming off injury. Matt Collins is, let's be honest, he's been on like four teams. He's more of a specialty as being a guy, being the number two wide receiver.
He's only here because he knows the McDaniels offense. Otherwise, they wouldn't have signed him.
Right. Wiggy, according to a texter, it is called earthing.
Walking around barefoot?
I have heard that before.
Yeah, it's the energy from the earth. It's supposed to ground you.
I have never seen. I've been on. Curtis, you probably go a lot more walks than me.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, you're supposed to feel
the earth.
You're
talking about Henderson?
You're supposed to feel the earth under you.
No. I have been walking through the north and other places. Curtis, I never seen anybody walking around. The only people walking around barefoot are homeless.
Right.
I've never seen just a normal person walking around.
Well, because you're looking at the street. If you're in, like, the park.
That's what I'm saying. Curtis walks around the park.
How many times?
How many people do you see walking?
Barefoot?
Barefoot.
Just dogs.
Just putting their feet in the grass. It does feel good.
No, but we're not talking about.
How many people go to a Patriots game without shoes?
Right.
No, that's not what we're talking
about. Yes, we are. He shows up to the games without shoes
correct.
On.
He wants to feel his environment.
Right. So he probably walks around. He probably is somebody who parks his car and goes into Target without their shoes
on. No, you have to wear shoes to go into Target. Shoes and shirt.
No shoes, no shirt, no service.
No service.
Yeah.
Greg loves serving barefoot wine to guests.
Yeah. All right, Hill Notes coming up. We'll be right back.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.